Recording progress.
Okay, everybody, welcome. I wasn't sure how to Gemara. I have a few extra Gemaras on the table, but it looks like everybody came prepared. Okay, good. Okay. Oh, you typed. You were here. I owe you a Gemara. I have a Gemara for you.
Don't worry about it.
I'll get it for you. No. It's, okay. What I want to do today is the following. I want to let's go over a couple of things and actually begin the Gemara. We know that we're talking about a situation where we have a mavoi, and we saw in Rashi, why does a mavoi need a korah? Why does it need why does it need any type of tikkun at all? Because in theory, it should not require, because it's a place. It's not a rishus rabim yaskila. Ema's coming to get you from this. And therefore, why is it that it needs any type of tikkun? So what did Chazal say? Chazal said in this Rashi, which is what a linchpin Rashi, right? His language is, you need it because for Rabbanan Gazru, Aleha Mishum, the Asi Lichlufi Bershus HaRabim. Because you might get confused with a public domain. Why would you confuse it with a public domain? Because people are schmoozing, they're reading the newspaper, maybe doing their laundry, maybe they're having a small picnic with their neighbors, right? And therefore, it looks like a busy place, a place that has action, a place that has usage, and therefore, you might erroneously think this is like Rishus HaRabim. So where do you put your heker? At the threshold. This way, when you walk in, or you'd see the, wait a second, why is there a beam here? This beam is useless. It's not good for support. It's not made for structure. It's not a structural beam. So what's it for? Oh, yeah. Remind us, yeah, don't get confused. This is not your regular location. This is a mavoi.
The price of lumber, and you wonder why
it was used as meat. Right, exactly. The lumber came down a little bit, someone was saying. That used to be the same, it was like $3 to $12. Now it's like down to like $5. It didn't go back down to the original price, but it still is not during the crazy, crazy time about half a year. Yeah, propane is going up. They're saying, so it's a stock up. Okay, fine. So that's what we said. Now, what I want to do today is I want to start the Gemara. The Gemara is going to help us and really focus on what is the opening words. So just a reminder, Mavoi Shugavo Lamala Maesri Mama, a Mavoi, which is this courtyard alleyway, I guess is a better translation, which is higher than 20. Mishnah says Yima 8. That's the Tanakama. Rita says it's not necessary. So that's an important introduction, because that introduction is going to help us with our Gemara. Okay? And the Gemara is going to be very focused on the language of the Mishnah specifically. Now, again, what is it saying? According to Tanakama, what happens if it's more than 20? What do you need to do? Yima it means to lower the korah. So this korah is 30 amos high. Now, again, it's a heker. So lower it down to 20. Now, what could the Mishnah, from a language perspective, if the Mishnah wants to teach us that over 20 is no good, what might be another type of language that could have been used?
Pasul.
That's pasul, right? That's no good. Okay? And that's exactly what the Gemara's question is going to be. So the Gemara asks as follows. Tinan Hasam, what is Tinan Hasam? So we are referring to a Mishnah, famous Mishnah, which opens up Sukkah, and it says as follows: Sukkah shigvoa lamala mesumama pesula Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So we see here that Sukkah, at least according to Tanakama, has a very similar rule. So what happens if a sukkah is higher? By the way, when you say sukkah, Rashi says, why is it called sukkah? Because al shem schach nikra sukkah, right? So why is the sukkah, if it's higher than 20, meaning if your schach is higher than 20, what do you need to do? Also lower it. It's no good. Yet the language of the Mishnah by sukkah is very strong. It's a very frum, non-negotiable language. And the language is pesula.
Yeah, sukkah is like, what do you call it? A clean mitzvah? It's like it's a thing you're actually using for a mitzvah. A mavui is just a mavui. It's just a thing that exists. It's not like...
And therefore what?
You don't need to have a mavui.
You're saying that the mavui is an apostle. Well, right. No, he's not. You can't have a puzzle. What's a puzzle mother?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The language wouldn't really make sense here, right?
Puzzle mother is one that doesn't allow you to carry them.
Right. You say it doesn't allow you to carry them.
See, I don't know if you'd call a puzzle in the first place.
Right. You're saying it's puzzled.
Contextually, you can call it a puzzle. Contextually, here, obviously, it's not a puzzle alleyway, but it's a puzzle for the topic of
water. It's like, what? Does water need a hashkach on it? But there's a tray of water. It doesn't need a hashkach on it, right? Right, David's saying, we're talking about mavu is like water, right? Water is in hashkacha, although it often does have it, but it doesn't need it. So you say this water is treif, right? That's ridiculous. It's absurd. So wait, you don't eat mavu. Okay, mavu is not a mitzvah. It's a good.
Like, you can keep Shabbos without a mavu. It would be annoying for you, but you can do it. You can't really have sukkah without a sukkah.
Right.
You just don't eat for all 7 days.
Right, which is us, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, but listen, you could say I'm potter, I'm a traveler, right? There's different ways to get out of to exempt yourself from the sukkah, right? But nonetheless, it's still a very good question, right? The question is still a valid question. The question is, well, I don't understand why is the right? The question, what's the havmina of the Gemara? This is very difficult because David Lechora is saying, what the havmina is this? A sukkah is a my shofar is no good, my matzah,
but by sukkah, we know that if you go, we're just going to be cautious. So why doesn't, granted that sukkah itself is a clean mitzvah, as David's saying, but
The question seems to be, so say, well, I understand, what, so if it's possible, that's it, you need to go to a neighbor, you need to move out of your house? No, what's the answer? Lower it. There is a takana by a sukkah.
Right.
Why are you throwing the baby of the poor sukkah, the poor sukkah, you're racist. Right. Meaning, because I can also fix a sukkah. What, there's no takana by a sukkah? Of course there's takana by a sukkah. So why is it that there's still hope among the Jews? Jewish people like hope. Jewish people don't meyayish. We have no yeish. We're part of the Jewish people. Right? So when all of a sudden my sukkah is now tohu ubohu, it's pesula and I'm going to cry like the churban beis hamikdash. I can't eat for a week. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't have my guests over. Right? The rabbi comes and measures my sukkah. I got confused with the measurements. All of a sudden, the rabbi says, sorry. It's puzzled, everyone's gonna have a nervous breakdown. I'm gonna cry, but there's no hope. Why don't you give the poor Jew hope? Okay, there's hope. You might, and then you can fix it. Right. So that's the question that Gemara is really bothered by. So why are you using like fait accompli, this fatalistic language? Mm-hmm. Right, puzzle means it's all. You see, if I have a shofar, and the shofar's
from a cow's horn.
From a cow's horn.
Then there's nothing you can do.
What can I do? It's possible. I can't. There's no. So I understand why I'd say, lulav, which is chaser, right? An esro, which is chaser. So, there are psulim for lulav and esro, that if they don't have them, what's a takana? What are you going to do, right? There's no takana, right? So, but here there's a takana by a sukkah. So why not continue the same language of a. Well, continue the same language. And that's part of the. Right, and that's what the Gemara is trying to do. It's very bothered by this. I'll tell you what else I could do. I could also write this with use fewer words. What do I mean? I could have said, let me start with another question. What happens if I don't have, if I don't eat the requisite of matzah? How much matzah do we eat on Pesach to be outside? Kazayis. Okay, but matzah, we have two kazayis, but that's like... But we know when it comes to achila, you have a kazayis. That's the shear of achila. So my question is, ha'ochel pachod mikazayit lo yatza. Doesn't say that. We know what achila is. We have a rule. We have a rule that says, you got to eat a certain amount. If you don't eat a certain amount, not yatza. So, what's the shear for a sukkah? You want to teach me the shear for the sukkah? Is that what your goal here is, to teach me the shear of the shear mavoi? I could have said something a little different, by the way, how come you don't say, you never hear this? Ha'ochel chatzi kazayis, yochel ochel chatzi kazayis, leishit starif l'shear. You don't hear that. right? You don't hear that language. You got to eat. Eating is eating. Oh, if you eat less than a shear, what happens? It's obvious. So eat more, right? It seems to be like you never say like there's a takana by eating. Everyone, it's so obvious as there's a takana, right? When it comes to eating things, when there's a shear, right? Oh, you eat half a shear. Okay, so eat another half a shear to get to your prerequisite for achila. So it just seems that like, you know, and if you now you want to, let's say I don't know what the shear is. By the way, that's a fair question. Meaning when it comes to achila, that's pretty simple. Now you could say to me, okay, when it comes to achila, we have a rule everywhere, achila, you need a kazayis. Anything more than a kazayis, you need a proof for it. So here's my question. How do we know what Esrim Amma? Is that not random? Where Esrim Amma came from?
Oh, I know that's actually in Sukkah. That if you go into a Sukkah and it's more than Esrim Amma, then you don't feel like you're in a Sukkah anymore. It looks like feels like you're outside or
Esrim Sukkah. So it's interesting. If you take a look at Rashi. Here, look at the first Rashi for a second. The Sunni Takanta. The Tani Yima'id Velo Tani Pasal. So again, that's kind of what we've been saying before, right? The Rashi said, why did the Tana say Yima'id? He should have said Pasal. Okay. Sukkah. The Taima Dida Da'araisa. What did the Torah tell me? As it says, Milima'an Yidu Darosecha. That where do you learn that a Sukkah is, has, you have to recognize that it's a Sukkah? So if I'm not in a sukkah, that's a good song. Your dad taught it. No, you taught it.
Your dad made it up.
Okay, good. No, the tunes are regular tunes.
The tunes from Le Mans.
Yeah,
Chaim
Rav. Right, exactly. So my point, the Gemara is saying, I think, Rashi's understanding it is, this is what a sukkah is. A sukkah needs to be recognizable. It's whatever it was in the desert. So maybe if a sukkah is 21 amas, it's not leman yidu dorsechem. They won't know what they're in. They think they're in a, a hut. I don't know what they think they're in. So whatever reason, 21 seems to be unrecognizable, and therefore you need 20. So why don't you just tell me? Would it make sense to say, Mavoi Tzarech Esrimama? What language should I have said? Why don't you just say you might? Right? I could have said, what language should I have said? Mavoi, hang on, it'd be fewer words too. Instead of saying Mavoi Shigvoa Lamala Mesrim Ama Yimait, why couldn't I just say Mavoi Gavoa Mesrim Ama? Pissed, but it won't help with words. Hang on, there's a way to phrase this and they'll get a fewer words to use.
Why don't you just use like the boundary numbers, meaning say
between
10 and 20.
Right,
between Mavoi Yipa Mesrim Ama, or something like that.
Right. Mavoi tzarech esrimama, tricha
esrimama.
No, but if I say that mavoi, sorry, pachos, right? Pachos esrimama, right? Or if I say, why just say the shear? And then I would know, well, very simple. If you tell me that mavoi has to be 20, I would know because I'm a smart guy. If it's higher than 20, I just tell me to lower it. Meaning, you don't need, just like you never say, if you eat half a shear of matzah, what is it, like Martha Stewart? I'm giving you no advice, right? Like, oh, have another half a kazayis. Of course I need a kazayis. I know I need a kazayis. So because I need to fill achila. So you want to say, okay, you don't know what sukkah is. I find that's a fair question. I would never know. I would not be able to guess that esrimama, right? Where they get that from is an interesting question. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But fundamentally, don't give me advice how to fix it. I'm a smart guy. If you tell me that the shear is 20, I'll know on my own that if it's 22, I got to lower it. Just like I would know that if I ate a chatzi shear of a matzah, okay, I need another chatzi shear to mitzaref to it. But the language that the Gemara wants to say is it's very bothered by it. The Gemara is upset by the language of the Mishnah. Sorry, right? Like it's like you're not. Just tell me, Asimama. I know myself that it's what I about Takanta, right? Like it, so I think that's the. You know, that's, and by the way, it seems to be no, I think what Rashi is saying by Lamayn Yidu de Rosechem, how do we know that it's Asu Mama? I think what Rashi really tried to say is, it has it told me, Torah Shabbat Peh. Like Moshe gave over, right? Oh, we know that there's a cloud. Shiurim and Midos and all those things have to be Torah Shabbat Moshe Misina. Right? How do we know the size of anything? Right, so it's the shofar, Lulav, right? All Shiurim are Halacha Moshe Misina, right?
For Sukkah, they could like go out and see, you know, like their peripheral vision, whether they can see the sun or not past 20 Amot. Like,
mm-hmm.
You're saying it's not how it went.
What was that? Sorry, what do you mean?
Saying for the Shir of Sukkah, you can build a Sukkah that's bigger than 20 Amot and then see if you can still see the sun easily.
Right. That's also, you know, any glasses, don't need glasses. I mean, like, what's the, right? You need a definitive. Okay. So, it just seems like that, you know, 20, you know, it feels like it's going out of its way to tell me how to fix it. That seems to be for no reason, right? I can feel that on my own. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what's the Gemara answer? So again, my shana gabe sukkah de sani psula gabe mavay tane takanta. So right, so that's what really bothers the Gemara. So here we go, 10th one, sukkah daraisa tane psula mavay drabana tane takanta. So the first answer the Gemara gives is very simple, daraisa drabanan. Okay, what's the Gemara saying here? What's the Gemara answering?
For something that's deoraisa, we'll say it will be very strict.
We're going to be overly draconian when it comes to sukkah because we want to highlight the deoraisa aspect. Sukkah is mina Torah. So we're going to use this very... Now, by the way, does that mean that there's no takana? No! Of course there's a takana. Right? Of course there's a takana. If it's 21, it can also be yamai. So why does the Gemara use such strong language? Because of, he wants to highlight the Doraisa aspect. I'll tell you what's very strange. Sometimes you actually see in Shas the opposite. The what needs more chizek? Dvei Chachamim need more chizek, right? People were much more lackadaisical often about the Rabbanan. You heard this before? Just Rabbanan.
Isn't there like a page in Brachot that says something like that?
We've seen a few places, right? That when you know has to be, you know, because it's the Rabbanan, they had to, you know, buttress it. They give it support in there, right? Because people become more lackadaisical with it. Whereas the Raul, who's gonna go against the Torah? No one's gonna go against the Torah, right? So
otherwise it's just the rabbis.
Right, exactly. It's just the rabbis. So that's the interesting response. The only thing you could argue, I think, is that since we know that according to the Torah, we know what the Shir is. So the Tana is telling me it's possible from, like, understand, am I not in a sukkah? I mean, if I were to interview, let's say a person doesn't know measurements. He walked into a sukkah that was 21 amos high. Yeah, I don't know. Looks like a sukkah to me. Look to the right, look to the left. Look up. There's schach, four beautiful sturdy walls. There's schach. Look at the schach. It's, you know, it's from the ground. It's not metame, right? It looks like great schach. It's beautiful, right? So why would I assume that it's no good? It looks big enough to me. I eyeballed it. Looks good, right? It's not small walls. There's tall walls. So the answer maybe in many ways is, listen, you got to realize something. That there's something fundamental. You need to, like, almost, it's not just what it looks to the eye. If you got a ruler, if you got a measuring stick, you have to make sure that it meets the certain requirements that are not intuitive, right? Like 20 versus 21, I don't know how many of you could eyeball the difference, right? 10 amos is 10, this is basketball net. 10 amos, 20 amos is like 10 feet. So it's an extra basketball net. And all of a sudden it's higher, it's, you know, it's 2 feet higher than your basketball net. You're like, wow, how could that be? Although often basketball net's not necessarily 10 feet, but whatever. You know, so it looks, the average person would not be able to eyeball it. So many people are trying to say that is the raisa psula, that you have to be sure that it meets the requirements because it's not necessarily intuitive. You could, or like you could eyeball it, right? 10 tefachim height, you can eyeball. More likely to eyeball. Maybe, you know, 10 feet, because up high, right? 10, you know, when it comes to someone who's just 10 tefachim, so you're standing next to me, you can relative to yourself. I don't know. Maybe because the Locha Moshe Misinai, there's no dafka, anything written specifically anywhere. Anyway, that's the, says, let's take a look at, look at Rashi. Tani Psula. What time is it? I only have 2 minutes left. We'll just do this. Rashi was Hoyo v'kfarmi mos Moshe nisna midazo. Ubachacham nefarish lekach. Shim loaslachen psula. Shal nemisni balashon psula. So Rashi's almost saying because yes, it's in the Torah, but who gave it the measurement? Chachamim. You follow? So it is going according to the principle that we're supporting the words of Chachamim. Because it's not, when we say that it's Doraisa, it's not Mefurish in the Torah 20 Amos. You follow? So now that's what makes, I think that's what Rashi's trying to say here. That if the Torah would have said, Sukkah, Basuko, Shal Esri Mama, Leman Yud Rosechem, Ki Basuko, Shal Simama, Yashu, then you wouldn't need to say anything else. But because the psul in many ways is still lacha Moshe Misina, it's not clearly in the Torah, that's why it needs that support. So the answer of the Raisa the Rabbanan, in many ways it's kind of a Rabbanan, meaning it's so now it has the quote unquote the chumras of a Torah. Oh, this is the Raisa, it's serious. And you want to say that sometimes Rabbanan need more support? Well, this is also like a Rabbanan, because at the end of the day, the shir is lacha Moshe Misina, which is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Right. When it comes to matzah, matzah says in the Torah, you have the Erev Tochlu Matzos. Everyone knows that Achila is a Gezai. When it comes to Sukkah, I see the Sukkah. Okay, but why can't I see the Sukkah 22 almost high? I feel the one says in the Torah. Torah Sheba'al Peh tells me, Lachem Moshe Misinai, you can't have more than 20. Bav Ogav de Mehani Ba, Takanta Koma, Dolo Mesakin La, Ikre Pesula. And therefore, it's objectively puzzle. Right? It's objectively puzzle because of its height. Mavoi, let's just do this Rashi, then we really stop. Techo ikare derabanan hill lo shach lememra be lashon poselas. This is I haven't had time to really look into this. Is that really true? We never use the word pasul for a derabanan. So Rashi says, so I believe him. But that was a very wow. Never okay. Shari kan yischilu laroscha iski mavoi v'sorasav umay pasul shach lememra. Meaning, we're starting right now to learn this concept. So they wanted to teach us the high according to the Chachamim. If you don't do this, it's no good. But, okay, it's true. Meaning, if I say Yima'et, am I not implying also Pasul? I am. So what you're trying to say is you're also saying it's Pasul.
Oh, can you be implying...
Okay. So I was thinking maybe you might say to yourself, it's no good. Maybe the evidence is okay. Oh, so comes along the language. It's funny you say that. What would you say? Yema'id is the chachila, but the evidence. First of all, halacha.
You need it.
Right? It's not but the evidence, okay. It's but the evidence. Okay, so now you want to tell me sukkah, b'di'evet, if I build a sukkah, 21 amos high, it's pasul. B'di'evet? No. Still, pasul is no room to budge. B'di'evet, l'chadchila, ganza. What about yima'et?
Makes it sound
like this one. Oh, so does it make it sound as well? And this is something I was thinking about. It's funny David actually said it. I forgot about this. I wonder if does it sound like this wiggle room? Does 21 sound? Listen, you're a chatchila guy. Lower it down to 20.
It's, in English, it's like using the word should, like what does should mean. You should lower it. It's like, you have to.
You may mean should?
You should
lower it.
You may. You should lower it.
You should? I think it should, no?
I guess I am the better.
Because you're a polite Canadian. You might lower it, no?
That's the problem is the Canadians never say what they mean, so I don't know what it means.
They include the word chayav beforehand, they would have cleared it all up.
Right. This is a question. I still...
Yeah,
I think you might eat.
Then it would be, like,
but it doesn't use it. Chalamite.
It's a softer way of saying psula.
Okay, I have to think with that a little bit. You know, does you might eat mean is a lashon raka and therefore it's only it's kosher lechatchila? It's kosher, but do you have that? Do me a favor and please lower it.
Right. Is it lower it or is it you should really lower it?
Be careful how you read the Mishnah. You may lower it, or else you have nothing. It's, you know, it's an interesting way to. When I first read it, I was also thought. Right, when you first read the Pesach, you never read the Gemara, nothing. You read the first line of the Mishnah. Ma voishi gavol lesim ama yimei. Is that a lechad chilo? Is that b'di avedin? That's an interesting question. That would also, right, that would also have, so now I, so meaning, we, if you want to learn 20, you got to learn 20 clearly. Because failure to have 20, you have nothing. Meaning, so you have 21, you have too high, you have nothing. So I need to use a language that's going to teach it to me. It's also part of the Gemara's question. Tell me that it's possible. So I think the Gemara is trying to say that Yimei means, you know, even if the evidence is no good, they have to lower. That's the only way to understand. Okay, fine. All right, we'll stop there for today. To be continued, Mr. Shonas. Shkoach, everybody.